Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to another Slashtober Tournament entry. I'm Daniel Schein, joined by producer Todd Loya.
The final entry. Come on, Dan.
The final chapter. Yes. Also Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Krueger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
Yes, everything has led to this. We're going to find out who wins the second annual Slashtober tournament. And, we'll get right into it. We'll see if our new entry knocks out, slays the heavy hitters now. And that new entry is the
19th. Hey, Krueger, why don't you tell us the rules?
So what we do for our Slashtober special is rate and review a slasher film, and then at the end of the episode, we will add that movie to a list compiled from our previous episodes, and from there, we will vote and eliminate one slasher from that list, leaving us with our top three slashers, aka our three final girls. So Todd, why don't you tell us what our final girl list is so far, and what we are reviewing tonight.
Thank you, Krueger. Well, I'm going to go through what's been eliminated first, since this is our last show.
Yes.
Eliminated already, Edge of the Axe, Just Before Dawn, Charlie's Farm, Skinner,
Boo.
He Knows You're Alone, Babysitter Massacre, Psycho Cop Returns, Eyes of a Stranger, Sweatshop, Silent Madness, and Shredder. Up for elimination today, we have Evil Dead Trap, Hell Knight, The Prowler, and our last one that's getting a shot at this is Death Screams. Dan, why don't you tell us about Death Screams?
Absolutely. There are some heavy hitters there that just maybe the luck of the draw wasn't on their side. But all right. So Death Scream is a 1982 film from director David Nelson. And in this one, a razor sharp machete wielded by a madman cuts through the night mist, leaving dismembered bodies scattered about. The police are baffled by the sadistic killings and are helpless to stop them from happening again. What was once a small, quiet town is now engulfed in fear, terror, and shock. The blade is getting sharpened again as a group of college students, unsuspecting of the brutal killings, are planning a party. The deranged killer is planning to have a party of his own. Join him if you dare. All right, so
that synopsis is terrible.
Well, it's old school, though. They're trying to sell you. In fact, they even got the old school slip here, and I don't know. I liked it. So it is a regional slasher film. I knew it originally as The House of Death on VHS, and I know it as being a very dark film. Not dark in terms of content, but dark in terms of, like, you cannot see
what the transfer was garbage.
You could not see what the hell was happening. What? Humongous was another one that was notorious for that, and I like Humongous a lot.
What was it called again? House
of Death.
Why the fuck? VHS. There's like barely even a house in there.
Oh, you know.
One of the producers liked it better than Death Screams.
Okay.
I in a way, when they announced this, it's like, oh, this is one of those ones I've seen before, but I'm going to be seeing for the first time.
Yeah.
So it was a regional film shot in Shelby, North Carolina. First off, it's another one that has a lot of charm. That has been a theme that we've talked about on some previous Slashtober entries. I dug the small town vibe to it that it had. We spend a ridiculous time at this carnival, just kind of frolicking around, getting to know the locals.
Meringue pie looked delicious.
It did look delicious. And did that part of the film stretch a little bit too long? Yes. Should we have gotten maybe to the action a little bit sooner? Probably. There is some humor, though, here. Again, the granny has some hilarious lines. The running gag of the bodies floating down the river I thought was amusing. But again, I come back to it. Is this a good film? No, it is not. But yeah, this is one of those ones, like, if you have an affinity for slashers, that charm is kind of undeniable, but I cannot really defend this one in any way. We do get former Playmate Susan Krieger as Lily Carpenter. I thought she was good. I liked most of the cast. Like I said, everybody kind of comes off as likable. I wish I could have just seen them in a better film. But as a slasher, this one's kind of lacking in a lot of ways. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too hard on it because I didn't hate it. I just recognize what it is. But
Krueger's Kruger. Yeah, he's jumping at the bits.
Give me the fucking hot tag, motherfucker, because this shit can suck my dick from the back, dude. I hate this fucking movie so much, dude. Oh, my God. This was the fucking worst thing ever. Just
the kills are not good. Yeah,
the characters pissed me the fuck off. I couldn't stand little cuck boy fucking having to make girl make the first move on him. The killer was completely off screen most of the time, and that really fucking hurt the movie for me because, you know, a big part of a slasher movie is a fucking goddamn having a cool killer. This didn't fucking even bother with that, and it felt really thrown together. The opening scene of this movie just set the tone for me for, like, what the fuck is this opening scene? How the fuck, like, Jesus Christ, could you edit this shit any fucking worse to have what the kill happen, like, not even show? I absolutely hated the kills. Like, we got some decent gore towards the end, but, I mean, it was nothing to save the fucking goddamn slog of a movie that we had before, you know, that final 15 minutes. If you're gonna watch this movie, I feel bad for anybody that paid fucking $30 for this motherfucker, because if I did, I would straight up commit some fucking homicide. So I'm sorry if you did, but if you did, just fast forward to the last fucking 20 minutes and you didn't miss absolutely anything at all up until that point. So, yeah, it's one of those movies where it drags on and on and on until the last 20 minutes for me. There's little mediocre deaths you get in between them, but it's nothing to keep kept my interest. And I mean, if there was anything to save this movie, it's the fucking kills. And Jesus Christ, they were just so bad. I mean, I'm sorry to the effects guy that worked on this. Maybe you worked a lot harder. Maybe this shit got cut to shit. I don't know. But it was not impressive to me whatsoever. And it lacked so many things that matter in a slasher movie.
What is it with the fat sheriff trope? And
you mean Sheriff Dan, who is asshole? You were so mean to that lady that got around town. I think you'd appreciate that.
She killed my son, goddammit.
But she would give it up as reparations. I think it's a fair trade. You can make another one.
Maybe I loved my son, goddammit.
A little too much.
And I wouldn't have hassled the kid that was trying to steal the Hustler. I mean, come on, you got it.
We know that.
Usually, I don't know, 1982, obviously, I wasn't around, but I always thought, like, Hustler especially, like, you put that shit in plastic, man.
Nah, that was for you pussy kids. We didn't have our Hustlers in plastic.
And, like, ground level with, like, the comics, I mean.
Well, that may have been a stretch, but.
Billy, stop looking at that snatch. I know what you're doing. Pugs.
I didn't hate it as much as Krueger. I'm still on the fence where Dan lies. He's probably middle of the road. But yeah, there is definitely some dips in the story where I'm like, you guys got to speed this along. But I actually liked everybody except fucking Sheriff Dan. Like, he annoyed me because what was Ramona, town hero, leave her alone. She's doing the Lord's work. I love the mentally challenged guy, and he's playing with his trains. That made my day. But yeah, the kills are a little lackluster. This movie needed more. And I hated the final shot, and we can talk about that after, because that's not how that works at all. But we'll get there later. Yeah, it's fine. I can't really recommend watching it, but, like, if it's streaming somewhere, by all means, press play, see if you like it. Don't seek it out, though. So, Mr. Todd?
It's bad. I mean, there's no arguing it. I was hoping, because I had zero memory of it also, so I was hoping for something a little better. It's bad. I don't regret watching it. Honestly, Sheriff Dan kept me entertained the whole time. So.
That's your Halloween costume, Dan.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah. Take much. Right? Yeah. Even he can't argue that.
I mean, I might have to have some stuffing a little bit. That guy's pretty big, but
old Dan could have done it. I think he killed Kruger. I don't know. I think he's died somewhere.
Taking a rip. keep going.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, yeah, it wasn't what I I don't remember it, but hopefully. Anything else on it, Dan? What? Anything
else? You know, like I said, this is going to appeal to a smaller group of slasher fans. I don't think it was terrible. The kills, if you're gore hound, there's really nothing in the way it kills.
And, I think if you grew up watching this, you'll probably be very happy it's out now.
I am happy to actually essentially see the movie for the first time and, you know, add it to my collection. But yeah, it has its moments, but they're few and far between. And it takes a little too long to get to the action.
Well, let's go ahead and rate it.
The credits were hilarious, too, though.
Well, I'll tell you straight up, if I saw this at a flea market for a dollar, I wouldn't fucking buy it. I'd wipe my ass with the fucking Arrow video disc.
You give him a dollar to break it.
0 out of 5 for me. I fucking hated it.
Wow. All right. I'm a 2 out of 5. I like the characters. I wish they had better deaths, but 2.
I'm a 1.5. Like I said, it's not a good movie, but
I'm gonna drop a deuce on this one too. So 2.
There we go.
All right, up for elimination now. We have Evil Dead Trap, Hell Knight, The Prowler, and Death Screams. So without any shocking, I'm good. This is all just going through the motions. Kruger, what would you like to eliminate?
Yeah, Death Screams gets the 2 middle fingers up. It can suck a dick.
I would also eliminate Death Screams.
Damn it. Or Todd. The Prowler? No, I'm kidding. Dan, now it doesn't matter what you say.
Well, I got to go.
I was going to eliminate one of the heavy hitters, but I'll just
go. I already did the joke, Dan.
I could have turned heel, but I won't. Death Screams obviously has to go. No surprise there.
All right.
Now it gets hard.
Okay. So our final girls are Evil Dead Trap, The Prowler, and Hell Knight. So now we'll all pick what our champion of the year is, our actual final girl. So again, that's Evil Dead Trap, Hell Knight, and The Prowler. Kruger, which is your favorite of the three? Which is getting through?
See, this is really hard because I love all three of them, but I got to go with Evil Dead Trap just because of how batshit crazy it is. It has everything I love in horror. The gore is amazing. You know, the killer with the twist. Yeah, Evil Dead Trap, I think, wins this Slashtober for me.
Okay.
I'll go. Evil Dead Trap is also my pick for champion. Just iconic. It was just all around. I'm glad it's here because it's my favorite of the year.
Dan.
Well, I love Evil Dead Trap, but I think... I mean, I could go Hell Knight or Prowler. It's so hard with these two. But I think because it's more of a pure slasher, I'll give it to the Prowler for the win.
And here we go. I am picking the Prowler, too, for Dan's exact same reasoning. I think it is the most slasher of our... This and Hell Knight would be more slasher, I think, than Evil Dead Trap. But here we go.
Yeah, so we have a slasher showdown now
for our final spot. We haven't had a lot of these this year.
Yeah, no,
so, I don't. Okay. Yeah, I love Evil Dead Trap, but I don't know if it slasher's the first thing I'd call it.
I mean, it's definitely you know, blends different genres, but I don't know, man.
The slasher element is there.
Yeah, it's there, and like if we're gonna pit these two killers head to head, my argument is that the Evil Dead Trap killer, maybe not him, but the little fetus that causes him to kill inside him does survive and makes its way to another character. So, and the Prowler, I mean, he gets his head blown off with a shotgun. So
if we're going to Prowler late term aborts it, in my opinion, with the drill. I think he's up to the task. He's a military man.
True, but I'm going Evil Dead Trap guy. He would just fuck him up.
The Prowler would show up. The Prowler would show up to his house and then like get caught in one of those motherfucking traps he had set up.
No one ever wrote him a Dear John letter.
I don't know though. If we're just talking hand to hand, no element of surprise. If this is just a brawl, I think the Prowler aborts that character. In my opinion.
Todd,
nobody's budging, so Todd.
I know, that's the next problem. I think, I'll be honest though, I think the killer from Evil Dead Trap would win, so.
Okay. He would fuck the Prowler up. Prowler's nasty too.
Because I think Harry Reams from Bloody Valentine could beat Prowler.
No, military guy. You're not. He knows how to fight.
The Prowler up too. Oh, we should have this discussion in February.
We'll revisit that discussion. So I guess that makes it official. We're
that sounds good.
Yeah. So right. Evil Dead Trap is our champion this year.
Woo. There we go.
All right, and it joins good company with last year's Nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a pure slasher. I'm just going to say that.
That definitely is, yes.
So what were some of, like, cause I know there was a lot of new ones for Krueger.
Yeah.
And I think a couple for Pogs. Should I run over all the list real quick?
Sure.
All right. So I'll go in order that we did, not elimination. So we had Just Before Dawn, Skinner, Edge of the Axe, Slumber Party Massacre, the original, Eyes of a Stranger, Charlie's Farm, Evil Dead Trap, He Knows You're Alone, Babysitter Massacre, Hell Knight, Psycho Cop Returns, Sweatshop, The Prowler, Silent Madness, Shredder, and Death Screams. I was going to say, other than Death Screams being your new favorite, Krueger, what jumps out for you?
Well, like the one that has kind of just stands out in my head as I'm just thinking is Sweatshop, honestly, just because of how over the top the kills are. The killer's so badass. Like that was one that, even though it wasn't my highest rated slasher of this season, I really enjoyed that one a lot and finally getting to watch that. I think between that and Hell Knight, just never seeing Hell Knight, and now it's going to be a tradition for me every Halloween, I'd say those two are probably my favorite.
Yeah, I would go Skinner and Charlie's Farm. I'm really disappointed Skinner didn't make the final cut. Fucking Black Ed Gein, that rules. that's a shame. But maybe one day he'll win something. What about you, Dan?
I think I've sort of covered my likes, which is most of these. This year I did rediscover my disdain for He Knows You're Alone. I still don't get that one.
Me too.
Death Screams is still not great, but has some charm, I guess. It was a pretty strong list. This wasn't a list where there were too many duds.
I'm just happy I got to share the awesomeness of Silent Madness and you guys didn't hate it.
I quite enjoyed myself.
I was watching. I was like, oh, Krueger's going to be mad. Not enough blood in the kills. Nah. I know. I was happy and pleasantly. But you know what? If we take out those sleepaway camp people, I don't know. We might have had a different feeling.
Nah, dude, the kills are creative. So, all right, like, cool. That's what I liked about it. But yeah, I mean, that was fun too. I mean, all of these, like, I'm just happy that I've been able to, like, I think he knows you're alone too. Like, that really surprised the hell out of me how, like, brutal that was. You know, if there's anything
we've he knows you're alone, or are you thinking of something? Eyes of a Stranger.
I get those two mixed up.
Yeah.
I just, that was a pleasant surprise. And like, if you see a slasher in 81, there's a good chance it's going to be pretty goddamn good. I think if anything, Slashtober has taught us that.
Yeah. And shout out to VR Trooper Butt.
Well, then I'm gonna shout out to Julie Strain's front. So.
Wow.
Is that it for fucking Slashtober Part 2?
No, it's another one in the books. We're gonna have
your champion.
We don't have a name for it yet for our Christmas one. I don't know. Maybe it'll still be Slashmas. Doesn't mean it has to be Slashers, right? There's still people getting poked instead.
We make the rules, so fuck it.
So we break them.
Yeah, whatever we say goes.
Yeah. Well, we'll have our
right. Christmas your body, order. Our choice. With that being said, gentlemen,
if you haven't seen all the other episodes, go check them out. Check out last year's, check out our Christmas one to prep for this year's Christmas one. Check out all of our October content we have. And I feel like I'm stealing Dan's job. I know, another job taken away from the white man. Go for it, Dan.
All right. You hit most of it. Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures, FleshWoundFeatures.com for all the links. And yeah, guys, we hope you're having a happy Halloween, and we'll see you back here soon.
Mr. Todd?
Good evening.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
And thank you all for joining us for Slashtober Part 2. Enjoy the rest of your October. Dan dies tonight, and I'll see you in Disneyland.